You know, I really see that you're very proud of working with Donald Trump. In fact, you're wearing his slippers.
Well, I have no choice. There's the only one I can find in my room.
Yeah, we're in a Trump hotel. That's excellent.
Yeah.
Hi, it's Paul Sackis, Good News Planet and Good News China. I'm here with Peter Chong. Hi, how are you?
I'm very well, sir.
Great. You know, I'm going to put the camera down on a lot of swatches of different types of clothing because I happen to know that you're a tailor for our President Donald Trump and for many, many years. And congratulations.
Okay, thank you.
Tell us about your tailor career and how you feel, you know, dressing a president, because you've been dressing him for many years and now he is our president. So tell us about how you, you know, how you got started and how are you feeling today?
Well, I think I've been with him about 15 years. And you better ask your president if you have a chance. How he happy with me, though?
Okay. Let me ask you, though, what made you go into this kind of a field?
Oh, I started like 30 years ago when I was young. I born to be love clothes. Yeah. So I don't know why. Maybe my DNA. So it's hard to answer, you know, but I like to dress, you know, I like to dress people. I like to see my customer happy and return.
That sounds good. Well, people that look good feel good about themselves.
Yes, yes, yes.
You've seen that, right? You've seen somebody come in here who, say, for example, a shirt, a handmade shirt. So your clothes are made where?
Hong Kong.
In Hong Kong. So yeah. Well known for tailoring to extreme skills and craftsmanship.
Yeah.
So you must oversee your workers, the people that are making your clothes.
Say again.
Oversee them. You watch them with them.
Oh yeah. I do all the times, except travel, you know. But I'm 4 months on roll, but I should push them a bit more.
The future of clothes made by someone like you, you know, made to fit properly. How do you see the business after all these years?
Well, it's challenging because the young generation don't interesting, you know, didn't spend much enough time, you know, for tailoring. Yeah. So we need time, you know, to train up the people. Yeah. Hopefully soon we find some potential guys.
Let me ask you a question. You know, I'd like to get back to our president because I'm extremely proud of him, as you are, I am sure. When you fit somebody like this now, who you've worked with for many years, and now he is, you know, risen to the ranks of one of the, if not the leader of the world, as America and some call that position. This must really make you, your family, your friends, how do they feel about your success in this regard?
They say, wow, how can it be? Yeah, I still remember I showed the picture, you know, on the 20-something of November, which is on the election, and no one believe it. They say, this picture is fake. I showed them a picture, it was a talk about 70 years ago in his office, yeah. Mm-hmm. My friend with me, Joe, yeah. I threw him to know your president.
Thank you, Peter.
Well, this is great. This is really very, very special. And so what makes you happy and proud?
I would say reputation, yeah. More than valuable of money, yeah. That's most important to me, yeah.
Do you have a website or how do people know about you?
I have a website and most people by mouth, you know, they chat us online or they refer by friends, family, co-worker. That's how we find people.
And the website is what?
www.loss.hk or www.charms.hk.
Okay, beautiful. I'm very honored to have some time to speak with you. Xie xie. Thank you.
That's my pleasure to having an interview. Thank you so much.